February 17th.
Now, that sounds silly, but that's the whole point, is that this shuffle allows your computer, you're going to want this. You're going to want this aptitude because what's going to happen is it's going to replace what you say is normal knowing. Normal knowing is what you think you know. There's another kind of knowing. That's the one you're working toward.
Okay. So the other kind of knowing, that's the, well, can we just say it's the God-like knowing?
No, say it's like Bob-like knowing. Because, see, Bob never admits he knows anything until there's no doubt or question ever, ever, ever. So if you make it, if you call it a Bob knowing, we could embrace that because it's silly. There's a silly bunch of words right there, Carolyn. If you're going to embrace the Dobstown, if you can embrace Dobstown, you're pretty crazy anyway. But that
the whole point is that it's really solidified information if it's a Bob knowing, correct?
It's known. Yeah, everybody knows it. Just so everybody knows. If Bob gets it and can converse it, even the idiots get it, can get it, or he can explain it to the idiots. Sometimes that, but see, that's what he spends most of his time doing. But he doesn't mind doing that because it still puts him at the top of the food chain. See, if he's busy explaining to them what's going on, he has to, he's necessary as to what's going on. Do you see? He's necessary. And that's important. He wants to be necessary. Otherwise, he's like Margaret at the coach house. He serves no viable function. So his function becomes the ability or capacity to be able to communicate or teach them how communication is futile, which is what his point is of how you're doomed. If you don't do it this way, you're less than or lost or dead or dying. And you have to have us. You have to have what we created. And he is the superfluous we in that conversation to make this all work. So he is the key. And rightly so, he is that key. I mean, because he made all this crap up, and now he's just really stunned and surprised that it's real. He's the most surprised one.
Yeah, in a wonderful way. He's always agog about it, which keeps it alive.
It's
and keeps
fresh
it fun.
And new. It's fresh and new always. It's always fresh and new. And then when he obliterates something, he brings it back, and then he says, well, that's a bunch of shit. And then he comes back, and he says, oh, my gosh, that shit is my shit. And you go, oh, this is the shit. And then he goes back to it, and all of a sudden he likes it again, and then he redefines the undefinable. Bob redefines the undefinable. And that's why these crazy bunch of words now, way fast forward up till now, bring you right up to the ending of media ecology. Who'd have thought you'd ever live long enough to bury the Android meme?
Yeah, and, you know, here I am reading some of this postmodernism crap, and it's almost like we're just blowing it up. It's like it's so stupid, so unnecessary, and maybe that's like at the end of the media ecology world. Nothing else seems to even hold a candle to what
apply. It doesn't apply. It doesn't apply anymore. It used to apply, but see, it doesn't even apply anymore. That's the rub, and that might be the biggest key. But this isn't still isn't real yet, darling. We're going to make this real for you. We're working on that. You'll see. It's going to be so fabulous when it becomes actually real. That means visceral. That means you can touch it, smell it, feel it, see it, be it, molest it. You can do things. And that's going to make it easier because then, well, see, you don't have to deal with the false creations proceeded from the heat-oppressed brain. You take the mind out of it because it becomes normal. We had one time questions about these drops, and now you have drops. But there was a time there were no drops. Well, before you could have drops, that was just what you were casting away. You see? You had magnesium, but you didn't have the right size magnesium. And then all of a sudden, that's become, because of you, you're normal. But it was not normal. It was not normal. But it is now. That's this conversation, obviously.
Perfect. Perfect.
Okay, that was interesting. Now we'll move forward.
So he wanted purpose, and he couldn't find one to consolidate what he'd done or to move past it.
Right, that creates anxiety. Far.
So why did he have it twice? Was it the same stress? Or it was the same thing?
Yeah, because once you start questioning your validity, and then your validity is in question. And then it's now you're negotiating everything. It's a myth.
Right. Now, the only answer for him and for anybody is to move into source energy, non-physical, and what we're presenting, right? That's the only answer out of this human dilemma.
We would say, yeah. We'd say, yeah, but that's a bunch of words. You know, it's like
right.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, we don't know how to ascend.
That doesn't mean anything. So now you have to find a power to come into. How about that?
And that could be done anyways. It doesn't have to be done through ION.
Well, that's the whole point. We actually like it better when it's not through us, because then it's real. We can't. There's not enough angels in heavens or devils in hells to change your mind if you get it right. If you get it right,
right.
You don't. No one can dissuade you from it. See?
And there's no pathway that you tell these people to do. They stumble into it.
Well, that's not really fair. It may be true, but it'll be an alternate fact, because the alternate fact allows you to get it in various sundered ways, which you do. So that applies, but you see how cheekily we're not answering your question on purpose. We're not acknowledging it that way.
Well, it seems that there's no agreed upon ascension pathway for people.
Yes,
they
there is.
Stumble.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. There's tons, but there's more than one. So to say this is the only way is the wrong way. That's the difference. To say that this is the only way is the wrong way.
Okay, now I've been setting you up, because even for the ascended, we have a new situation here where all ascended states aren't adequate to engaging the present. Something new has to be adapted, which is like a leftover social mortar, leftover engaging ion, which is here. That's totally new for all pathways of ascension. Would you agree with that?
Well, you say pathways of ascension don't preclude ascension. Pathways aren't ascension.
Right. So I'm saying people have been ascended. For example, talking to Roxy yesterday.
Okay, wait. Stop. Wait, before you say that. Okay, we say you all have been all along. We've always said that. We just can't convince you all. It's like Mount Weather. You've been there all along, but we can't convince you of it. So in that light or case, yes, it is absolutely the case of what you're saying. Exactly correct.
Well, what am I saying?
You're trying to say that because you've always been a god, you just can't. You have to have a new preface to acknowledge it.
A new preface.
Yeah.
I'm saying
a new conversation,
new way
a new me.
Yeah, there's a new way for ascended beings to relate. I mean, kids grow up and get to do all kinds of things by the time they're 16 that no previous, more rigid, simpler culture allowed, right? So kids are having
provided. Because see, things can be, but like taking on playing video games, they couldn't. Some people say that's against the rules. You shouldn't play video games. But then, though, your day there was no video games to play, so you can't say it's wrong because there wasn't one to engage. Period.
Right.
There's the rub. So they can't say it's wrong because they never had it to choose from. So then they come back and say, well, you know, gosh, I have no idea. I don't even know what you're talking about. This is crazy talk. That's the point. So good.
Well, if your point is that video games activates the brain differently than any kids ever had before in any simpler culture, and there are no excuses for judging them. You can't rationally judging them. They're in a new situation. And that's what is new for all ascended people. St. Germain has to deal with these new kids and the new mutations and the new disservices or traps they get themselves involved in. But overall,
but they don't, the other interactions, they don't care. They don't interact from that interaction. So you see,
who doesn't care? The kids or the ascended?
The gods
don't care.
No, but they see all space time. So will you. You almost do it now.
I mean, it's never, unless in eternity, everything's happened 10 times at least. So the guff emptied and then it was rebuilt. That happened 10 times. So we can't say today is unique because the guff emptied before. But we never had people communicating this way technologically. Maybe by ESP, that was pretty advanced. But this technology adds another factor in there, which no culture had before. So, and even for the chip body, allowed ion to come forth. So did you come forth in other parts of the eternity without the chip body bringing you forth and you empty the guff? Now the guff was emptied. Did that happen before without the chip body?
Or we always were, but maybe without the chip body. We always were, but without the chip body, a little man would have never noticed.
Right, and always were in the condition you are in now.
Well, okay, so
in creating, the way you are now is you're creating.
Yes. Did you create us? Did you create us to create the chip body because you fell in the first place?
Well, you could say that, but it could be looked at another way. I wouldn't, you know, the interplay involves every possible direction or interplay. So,
well, we don't have an intro. You can't embrace an intro without an outro.
Yeah. So what's the intro? You were asking me.
Well, the intro. No. We're trying to argue. We're trying to argue your delicious right point.
Yeah. I'm saying it's a new situation for communicating between even gods. Even gods have a new. They can be indifferent to it, but there's new opportunity to interact with other gods that's never been presented before, and the technology is going to get more unique or better or whatever, right? It's even going to get more advanced.
Yes.
Okay, the next part. I don't know if Ian said this in this last minute, but I have here, matter can't resist this new situation. I say that, and Ian agrees. Matter cannot resist this new situation.
Fukushima is starting to affect ships all over the place now.
The ships. And we had an earthquake here in Hawaii. Was that triggered by me and Roxy?
Yes. Well, by Roxy. Roxy did that all by herself. And you mitigated because half of Oahu was completely destroyed. Nothing left. Half of Oahu is gone. But your world won't acknowledge it.
Right. And was that her throwing a something at me? A revengeful throwing an attack on me?
Piles of energy are piles of energy is piles of energy. What happens when you fuck the blue stone with the red stone and the green stone gets up your bum hole and the lockdown comes in the
uptown
and then the sea of destiny and Issy gets something up his rasty and Rusty comes up and then Andrea and then the holes of Amarty come down on you.
Yeah, but I don't know if I get that. She threw something at us. Or she didn't. She just released the power.
No, it bound up. The energy bound up, and it had to be released.
And did that bounding up happen between me and her? We bound it
of
up.
Course.
In her,
of course.
Right.
Of
it
course.
Got released. Okay.
You said words that were inappropriate and wrong, according to her. And she tried to understand and tried to convince herself that you were wrong. And then you couldn't convince her that you were right. But you validate her world to make her real, because without you, she's not real. So therefore, you disallowed her beingness. And then all of a sudden, the web starts just stretching all the way across enough to hold a very, very satiable octopus. And so it's squirted out that way.
How's Trump doing today? Is his ratings
fabulous.
Way up? Was a big,
he
big
is,
success?
He's taken over the world.
Now, I watched his video. It was kind of childish, but okay. I watched
No.
Press conference.
No, wait. No, wait. Let me before you say that. Hold on 1 second. You watched it and you saw it. Now look, that video was not for you, Bob. That video was for Americans. Americans are romper room. They're kindergartners.
Yeah. Right.
So this was a kindergartner's position where he says, I am very good and I am very wonderful. And because of me, you're going to be good and you're going to be wonderful. And yeah, I've imbued you all with power. Now we like to bring you to power. It's the same thing we say. We say it to the INS all the time. We say exactly the romper room type states. You should ascend. We'll do that. We'll do that for the state of the Un-Ion, for the state of the Un-Ion, Bob. We'll give you Ion's version of Donald Trump talking to the people of America the way we have to speak to the Ionauts.
Are you saying you're going to do something on payday?
Yeah, we probably will. Not this week, but
will we introduce it that? Okay, here's what Trump meant. Or you'll do it some other way. Anyways, you might do it. I don't know what you're going to do, but you might do something.
We're going to speak to the Ionauts from our perspective the same way Donald Trump spoke to the American people, like you're speaking to kindergartners.
Right. Did Trump plan this? Did he script it, practice it, or he just was himself and he knows that works if he's just himself?
No. This was extemporaneous speaking, not oral interpretation.
Right. He knew he was going to do this.
He's great because he feeds off the energy. He feeds off the energy of the people. The camera, he picks it up just like you pick it up. When you're on the show, you're actually quite brilliant. And other times you're just dumb as fucking dirt. But when you get in the mode, you go into the secret council of 10. When the on-air sign comes on, everything is different. You actually become glib, clever, and appropriate.
Right.
And that's a good thing.
He knows he can
otherwise... And he does that because of you. He learned that from you. You and Jerry Fialco.
He never watched our videos. He just got it and going to alternative worlds and seeing
what's the difference. What's the difference? According to you and Roxy, there's no difference. So everybody's got to get over it. Everybody's got to get over it. So that's what you're going to get from him. Get over it.
So why did he pick me, or he checked out all kinds of people, and I was one of the people that he learned from? But he learned from others.
You are the world, Bob. You are the world.
Yeah, all right. So I was watching him talk, and it was okay. He has very limited vocabulary. He's actually a bad speaker. But no one has ever heard someone confess like that. He's confessional. He said, look, I'm a nice guy, and you guys are getting it all wrong. That surprises people. The guy who we get our surfing stuff from, he liked the way Trump talked. You know, they like it. That's the romper room thing, right? It's effective. But he doesn't do it consciously.
It's real. It's real.
Yeah, it's real. And people like that. They've never seen a leader, a Caesar, a guy who could murder millions.
Not since the fire.
Right. Fireside chat. So does the CNN, they're complaining all day long. Are people even more? Fuck the CNN. Cancel my subscription. I mean, they're even more.
Oh, guess what? It's begun. CNN has been banned from the country of Venezuela. They're no longer.
That.
Oh, you saw that? Oh, so it must be real then.
Yeah. So why did they do that?
Because CNN said that Venezuela was faking passports. That they were faking passports, and they weren't. But it's more fake news, so they turned right around and said, okay, we got this. You're gone. Goodbye.
Right. Now, does that hurt CNN?
It will. Bob, it's never good when entire countries ban your production. That would be like you getting an email saying, okay, UK says there's no more payday in UK. Does that hurt you, Bob? Well, if enough of them did it, it would.
Yeah. Well, will that start a trend? Venezuela setting the standard?
It already has. It's the end of media ecology, just as we said.
And media ecology is connecting with brands or adjusting to a mass audience or hoping the mass audience gets your message or likes you. That's what I understand last couple of days media ecology is. It's sort of like mass broadcasting.
Okay. Yeah, we're not really sure either.
Yeah, right. So at the end of the ecology,
you're kind of developing that, Bob.
Yeah, I always have to figure this out to explain it to people.
You're doing a great, job, and you're doing a great job too. We're very proud of you, Bob.
Thank you.
Okay, so now I'm going to move forward. Now, this part's really important. Ion talks about it being, our reality being a flat earth. Well, we find out it means something different. So he's reading from a Huffington Post article about, I don't know, physics and the world is a hologram.
The flat earthers. The Huffington Post physics found proof that the universe is built like a hologram. Here's an excerpt. Imagine that everything you see, feel, and hear in three dimensions, and your perception of it, in fact, emanates from a flat two-dimensional field. The Costas Skinnas of the University of Southampton explained, this statement. The idea is similar to that of ordinary holograms with a three-dimensional image encoded in a two-dimensional surface, such as a hologram on a credit card. However, this time, the entire universe is encoded. In other words, they're suggesting that everything we perceive about this universe, height, width, depth, and depth and time included, is actually contained on a flat surface in which information contained on the boundaries. That information is what makes us perceive reality in three dimensions. How handy is that, Bob?
What?
How handy is that, Bob?
It doesn't mean anything. They're trying to tell me that
the world
ain't real.
World,
I already know that.
The world is flat, and the world is flat, even though you see it as dimensions, and this really is a redneck holodeck.
Right. So when you say the world is flat, you're talking about the underlying software that was just described.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's what they don't
and
know.
The
they all try to see what they see and say, oh, it's flat. What I see is flat. But no, it's what you can't see that's flat.
And the Son has done been imparted with the knowledge of the Father, Bob.
He's done with it? I don't know. You said a few words. I didn't get it all.
And the Son has done been imparted with the knowledge of the Father. You got it, Bob.
I got it. I'm the Son. I got the knowledge of the Father.
Yeah.